The Tennessee Titans open the regular season by welcoming the Oakland Raiders. They host the Indianapolis Colts on Monday Night Football. They go to Pittsburgh to play on Thursday night, and they have back-to-back games out west in December. I'm Amy Wells, and this is your first look at the 2017 regular season schedule. So let's jump right into it. The Titans get one of the AFC's best teams for their season opener, the Oakland Raiders, on September 10th at Nissan Stadium. Then it's on the road to Jacksonville before wrapping up this month of September back at Nissan Stadium against the Seahawks. The Titans then go on the road for consecutive Sundays in October, facing the Texans and the Dolphins, before returning to Nissan Stadium on October 16th to host the Indianapolis Colts on Monday Night Football. The Titans catch the Browns in Cleveland on October 22nd before having a Week 8 bye. Tennessee then enters a stretch of AFC North matchups, hosting the Ravens and the Bengals before going on the road to take on the Pittsburgh Steelers on Thursday, November 16th. Titans finish out the month of November with a November 26th rematch with the Colts in Indianapolis. Five games in December for the Titans, starting with the Houston Texans at Nissan Stadium on December 3rd. The Titans then head out west for back-to-back road games against the Arizona Cardinals and the San Francisco 49ers. Tennessee closes out the regular season at Nissan Stadium facing the Los Angeles Rams and the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm now joined by Mike Keith and Jim Wyatt. Mike, I want to start with you. Your first reactions when you look at this schedule?
More Titans in primetime. Not only do you get the Thursday night game on November the 16th at Pittsburgh, but Monday Night Football comes back to Nissan Stadium October the 16th against the Indianapolis Colts. We thought the Titans would get two primetime games. Pleased to see a Monday and a Thursday, and maybe get flexed to Sunday night at some point during the year.
Jim, what about you? Your first reactions?
I think the challenge at the start, you know, obviously this team is going to want to start fast. Last year started 1-3, another tough schedule here. Four playoff teams in the first five, Oakland, then at Jacksonville, Seattle, at Houston, at Miami. I think the Houston-Miami back-to-back is very interesting. It's the exact same way things played out last year, just one day difference. That game's going to be October 1, not October 8. But it should be some hot weather games. You want to bring Oakland to town when it's warm. You want to bring Seattle into town when it's warm. Titans will be acclimated a little bit, playing a couple of afternoon games in the preseason. So maybe a good time to catch those teams.
Jim, you mentioned all the playoff teams that the Titans are going to face early. Let's talk a little bit about the Oakland Raiders. How good of a challenge is that going to be for this Titans team early?
It's a huge challenge, and it's an intriguing matchup. I mean, both these guys, Marcus Mariota, Derek Carr, suffered fractured fibulas on the same week in the 2016 season. Both those guys expected to be back and under center for the opener. It should be a great matchup because an Oakland team that finished 12-4 has got a heck of a lot of playmakers, and it will be a great test right out of the gate.
Might be the best team in the AFC on paper in terms of Oakland, but to me, week two is as intriguing because you go back to Jacksonville. Tom Coughlin is back in Jacksonville. Doug Marone's the full-time coach. And let's face it, every Titan fan knows what happened the last time the Titans saw the Jags in Jacksonville. So week one, I think there's going to be motivation. Week two, certainly motivation. Jimmy, let me ask you one more question. What about the end of the schedule? What jumps out to you about the end of 2017 for the Titans?
Well, a chance to finish strong, at least on paper. You look at some of these matchups, and you've got, you know, San Francisco, the Los Angeles Rams, the Jacksonville Jaguars. You never know what's going to happen in the league from one year to the next. So some of these teams, you know, could be surprises. A couple of them could be surprises. But I think the Titans with back-to-back games at home to close it out, with some teams that are obviously trying to get back into contention. If the Titans are in it, it's a good chance for them to try to secure a playoff spot.
Yeah, December going to be very interesting for the Tennessee Titans. Five games, starts with Houston, two out west, Arizona and San Francisco, and then the two you mentioned at home to end. I can't remember a more interesting December that the Tennessee Titans have had in terms of schedule in a long time.
Now we're joined by Titans head coach Mike Mularkey. Coach, I want to get your first reactions when you look at this schedule. What stood out to you?
Well, I liked it when I looked at the, obviously the bye. You always like to see where the bye is after week seven, midseason. That'll be a good time for us. I like opening up at home, obviously. You know, we have two West Coast games there together. We will consider whether we want to stay out there to help ourselves from all that travel. That wears you out with the travel time. So we'll discuss that. And, you know, it's interesting that we have the four AFC North teams in a row. So, yeah, it looks like a good schedule for us.
Coach, we went from last year in 2016 having the very last bye week that was available. Now it's in the middle of the season. How does that benefit this team?
Well, I think you have to account for the training camp too that the players are going through that lead up to that. So you're talking about 10 games, 11 games that we're going to be taking a break. Actually, last year when you looked at the schedule and that bye week being so late, you were worried about it, but it actually came at a good time for us when we got to it. So I think this will be in our favor again.
Two primetime games, one on Thursday night at the Pittsburgh Steelers, one on Monday night at Nissan Stadium against the Indianapolis Colts. How exciting is it for you to see some of those primetime spots?
Oh, I think it's good. I think our players, I know they like playing on primetime. They like playing at night. And I think it gives our organization and our team some recognition that, we are going in the right direction. And I think people are going to be anxious to see these games on national TV.
It's going to be a fun time.
It is. It'll be here soon.
I can't believe it. All right, let's take a look at that schedule one last time.